Welcome back, everybody. We're covering the arrest of Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan earlier this morning at 8 a.m. in or around the Milwaukee County Courthouse by a, quote, performative group of law enforcement officers. I'm going to get into the legal analysis. I'm going to invite all of you to join our discussion, including people, Mark from Sussex on the text line, vehemently disagreeing with my read on this. Listen, we need to have these conversations. We need to actually be able to engage with one another about why this is, and in my opinion, is not acceptable in an American democracy or in any democracy for that matter. 855-752-4842. Pat from Milwaukee, Ron from Appleton. I've got you on the caller lines. I want to lay out some of the legal analysis here. The first thing I want to remind everyone that's listening is that back in the first Trump administration, this pretty much exact same damn thing happened. In 2019, the Justice Department charged Newton District Judge Shelley Joseph with obstruction of justice. They alleged that she had helped a man who was in the United States illegally leave out of the back door of a courthouse to evade a waiting immigration law enforcement agent. The case was ultimately dropped in 2022 under the Biden administration, and she agreed to refer herself to a state agency that investigates allegations of misconduct by members of the bench. By the way, she's still defending that. There's been no resolution there. So this isn't the first time the Trump administration has tried this. In addition, I want to remind everyone that 16 different jurisdictions have successfully sought and obtained temporary injunctions in this Trump administration preventing Donald Trump from withholding critical funds for law enforcement purposes from those jurisdictions simply based on Trump's claim that they are, quote, sanctuary jurisdictions, which I'm going to tell everybody has absolutely no legal definition, none whatsoever. I have some experience with that exact tete-a-tete with the Trump Department of Justice because as Milwaukee County's Corporation Counsel in 2018, we were asked to explain to the then Trump Department of Justice why Milwaukee County wasn't a sanctuary jurisdiction and why we weren't violating these various federal laws and why we should continue to receive absolutely essential up to $6 million a year and law enforcement supporting federal funds, things for various positions within the district attorney's office, a whole gamut of services supported by those federal Department of Justice grants. So again, 16 jurisdictions in Trump 2.0 have had the Trump administration try to yank their funding back, and federal courts have stepped in and said, no, you can't do that. Just yesterday, that again occurred in the Northern District of California. Judge Orrick, again, in joining the Trump administration. And by the way, Judge Orrick did this same exact thing, had to make this same exact ruling during Trump 1.0. And in his ruling yesterday, in his very brief order, wrote the words, here we go again, period. Now, what I'm going to say to you right now is so very important. The reason Hannah Dugan committed no crime, why this is specious at best, and as we actually know, it's what it is at its worst, an effort to instill fear and intimidate sitting state court judges from following the U.S. and state constitution. Why is that the case? I'll also remind you that during Trump 1.0, in Massachusetts and the state of New York, injunctions were issued by federal judges that prevented the first Trump administration from entering state courthouses in Massachusetts and New York to effectuate ICE warrants. Why? What would be the legal basis for all of these many, many, many federal judges to continuously tell the Trump administration, no, you don't get to make ICE arrests in state courthouses. No, you don't get to withhold federal funding based upon wishy-washy allegations of jurisdictions being sanctuary cities. And the reason is the 10th stinking amendment. And I want to put this all in a much bigger context as well. I'm going to get into the 10th Amendment. But remember when conservatives used to pound the table about things like local control and states' rights? Remember when that guy out in Wyoming or Oregon or wherever it was like, screw the Bureau of Land Management. They're not coming onto my land. And there was a stinking standoff. Remember what all the MAGAverse was saying back then? So let's return to the 10th Amendment. What the 10th Amendment says is those powers not explicitly granted to the federal government shall always be reserved in the states, and accordingly, federal government cannot seize the apparatus of state and local government to effectuate and execute federal law. So let me slow that down a bunch. This one's for the Trump voters out there. What that means is that the federal government shouldn't be executing ICE warrants in state courthouses that are there to serve the purposes of state law under state constitutions. Because their very mere presence perverts and undermines the faithful executions of our state constitution, the faithful execution of the laws of this state to protect this state's residents. When we come back, we're going to go to the phones, we're going to dig in, we're going to have a discussion. 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.